Okay, so this is probably the most common question that I get for these Mailbox Monday episodes of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. It's some form of how can I get more clients? How can I get more clients from a copywriting business? How can I get my first client? How can I get more consistent clients? And I was just going through a bunch of recent Mailbox Monday submissions for, the questions that people have asked. And it was like one after another. All of these questions were just, anything related to getting clients, getting your first client as a copywriter. And so today, I'm going to answer all those questions in one. It's not going to be one specific question because they all relate to the same thing. I'm going to provide one powerful way to get freelance clients. And this advice, we're going to be talking primarily to copywriters, but any kind of business that you're in, if you want to get clients or really customers, if you think about it in this way that I'm going to show you, then you will be much more likely to get clients, whether it's your first client or your 50th. Okay. And by the way, if you do have a question that you'd like to have answered in an upcoming episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets, these Mailbox Monday episodes, check the link in the description to breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com/ask, where you can ask me your question. So with that, let's get into the show. These are the proven direct response marketing, copywriting, and entrepreneurship success strategies you can use today to write your own ticket and create the life you want. I am Roy Furr, and this is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Now, here's today's breakthrough. Okay, so you want one powerful way to get clients for your business, for your freelance business, for your copywriting business, for your client service business. You want one powerful way to get clients. Take notes. Create a ready-made solution. Create a ready-made solution. Deliver a ready-made solution on a silver platter to these clients. What do I mean by that? So I'll start with a couple stories. My very first copywriting client. This is a story that I tell in the Copywriter's Guide to Getting Paid. I even copied the email in it. My very first freelance copywriting client that I got. I told the guy that, hey, I want to write a sales letter to beat you. The client was David Bullock, and at the time he was teaching a really advanced form of statistical marketing testing. And I said, hey, you believe in marketing testing. I want to write a sales letter for you, and I want you to test it against your current sales letter. And if I don't, well, I went through a whole list of if I don't meet this performance benchmark, you don't have to move forward. So I'm going to write this sales letter for you. If you don't like it and don't think it's worth testing, you don't have to test it. If you decide to test it and it doesn't beat what you're currently doing, okay, that's fine. Like, you don't have to pay me. But if you like it and you decide to test it and it outperforms what you're currently doing, in other words, if it makes you more money, then and only then do you pay me for that sales letter. And so I created this ready-made solution. I hadn't written the sales letter at that point. But I created this ready-made solution for him that, hey, if you are interested in testing something that has a likelihood of beating what you're currently doing, then I'll do that, and you can pay me for it if we are successful. And so it was a ready-made solution for him because he really, it didn't create a lot of obligation on his part unless he felt like there was a pretty good chance that I was going to help him make more money. And so that ready-made solution, it made it easy for him to say yes and take me on as a copywriter. And again, that story, including the actual email that I sent to David, is in my book, The Copywriter's Guide to Getting Paid. Another story, this is after I'd gotten started as a copywriter. And so I had a little bit more of a reputation. In fact, this particular person, we'd been kind of not crossing paths, but aware of each other for a while. And there'd been some communication through like mutual acquaintances that, hey, we should connect, right? And then at some point, I think that I even met him at a conference and paid for his lunch. Like we hung out, we had lunch, and I paid for his lunch, right? But he still hadn't become a client. And so it's one of those things where you're developing a relationship with someone, but they haven't become a client yet. And so what's it going to take to get him over that threshold? What's it going to take to get him off the fence? What's it going to take to get him to say, okay, I'm ready to spend money and, you know, write you a big check and have you do work with me? And so I emailed him a couple times and said, hey, we should do some work together, whatever. And then one day I just had an idea. I knew that his business covered certain topics, and I just had an idea for how to take one of those topics and how to turn it into a sales letter, or at least the lead, the introduction, headline and the introduction of a sales letter for his main newsletter product. And so I sat down, I was inspired, I took advantage of the inspiration that I had that day, and I cranked out the first, I don't know, a few hundred words of the sales letter. And I sent it to him. I said, hey, the guy's name was Lee. Hey, Lee, you know, I think that this would work really well for you, for your business. And I'd love to be able to, you know, go deeper with this and turn this into a sales letter. And well, long story short, we got on the phone pretty quickly and I got him as a client. I got my first project with him and got paid what I wanted for that project. And I think my fee at that point had been something that felt like it was a bit of a stretch for him. And so that's what it took to get him off the gate. And how is that a ready-made solution? Well, one of the biggest, you know, question marks hanging over a client's head when it comes time to, you know, should I hire this person as a copywriter is, are they going to actually give me an idea that I want to run with? Are they going to give me an idea that I think is worthy of turning into a sales letter? Are they going to bring something to the table where I feel like my market is going to respond to that? And if you write that introduction to the sales letter, if you're trying to write sales letters for clients, and that introduction resonates with them and they believe it's going to resonate with their market, well, that's a ready-made solution. So all you have to do is continue that sales letter, right? So it's a ready-made solution. This is also, to some degree, like this is what marketers are looking for when they put out spec assignments for copywriters. They're not just trying to get you to do free work, right? And I know that some people really like trash spec assignments and marketers who put out spec assignments and saying like, oh, they're trying to get you to do free work. And at this point, I don't take on clients through going through spec assignments. But what the client is looking for is there's a lot of people who say they're a copywriter. There's a lot of people who will promise anything when it comes to I'm a good copywriter, whatever. But when the rubber meets the road, a good copywriter is able to look at a market situation, look at a product, look at you know, what's going on in the world, and they're able to say, okay, well, I think this message could be a great way to connect the dots and like get into this, right? And a good copywriter is able to start to flesh out an idea and a marketing message that's going to be relevant and connected to the client's product or service, their offer, and that is going to be appealing to the market. And so when they put out spec assignments, that's what they're looking for. They're looking for, can this person write something that as a member of my market, I would want to keep reading and would pull me in and seems to have some solid connection to my product, my service, whatever the offer is. And essentially they're asking you to prove that you can deliver a ready-made solution, right? So create a ready-made solution. Another example for copywriters is and I associate this with Justin Goff and Stefan Georgi. I call it the Goff-Georgi email technique. And basically what they say is you find somebody who you'd like to help with email marketing. A lot of folks that are getting into copywriting in terms of how they teach it, they suggest that you get into email copywriting because it tends to be shorter and quicker, and you can put out a lot of emails. Well, what they recommend is sit down and, you know, find a marketer that you'd really like to work with and write out three separate emails for them, right? Like write three emails that they could send tomorrow or today. Write three emails they could send today to their list that promote their products. And the research that goes into this is very effective prospecting time, even though you're not connecting with them yet, to actually like write some emails and send them off to them and say, hey, you know, if you'd like to use these, I think that Justin and Stefan actually recommend that you send it and say, hey, you're free to use these without obligation. You don't have to pay me if you like it, but I'm sending them to you because if you like these, I would love to be able to do this type of work with you in the future. And note, like, there's a little tangent here, a little side note. Note how many times I talk about working with someone and not working for someone. There's some important positioning in that. There's some important attitudinal, I don't know, posturing isn't quite the word. But there's an important attitude that comes through in saying, I want to work with you, not I want to work for you. And you'll tend to be respected more by your potential clients and your clients when you see yourself as working with them, not for them. Okay, and I'm going to go back to another personal story as one last thing before I sign off for this episode. So I've talked about how I got my first client basically promising to write a sales letter, creating that ready-made solution, right? I promised to write a sales letter that he could test and he'd only have to pay me if it won. And then I shared my story with Lee where I actually wrote the introduction to a sales letter and said, hey, I'd love to turn this into a full promotion. If you're interested in it, here's what I think, you know, how it would fit. And then we talked when we came together. I talk about spec assignments as, you know, if they're putting it out there, you can offer a ready-made solution to people who are putting out spec assignments looking for copywriters. Then there's the Goff Georgi email technique where you write three emails and you send it to them. Yet another thing that I did is with Brian Kurtz, you know, at this point, you may know that I was the Titans of Direct Response copywriter for Brian's big Titans of Direct Response event that he put on with Dan Kennedy in honor of Marty Edelstein, who founded Boardroom, grew it into a $100 million company. It featured a who's who of direct marketing at the event. Well, prior to that, I had done all sorts of things to start to develop a relationship with Brian, but yet another thing that I had done that I know contributed to eventually doing that Titans project with Brian was I was on the Boardroom mailing list, and I received a piece of mail from Boardroom. And obviously, like, Boardroom has worked with the best of the best copywriters for decades. That's largely how they grew into a $100 million plus company. And they have great direct mail. What I saw was a promotion where the back of the envelope was blank. And I said, hey, I know that when you're printing envelopes, you can print on the back as well as the front. And I think it would be awesome to test out some teaser copy on the back of this envelope to drive readership inside. To test out some teaser bullets or fascinations. And Boardroom, like, was built on fascinations and bullets, and so much of their copy is based on these juicy bullets. Well, I actually sent him a list of, you know, here's I don't know, it was like a dozen different bullets or fascinations. And I said, if you want to use these, you can go ahead and test them. And he actually forwarded them to the publisher and or the marketing director, and nothing actually came out of that. But it's yet another example of how doing this, like, years later, a couple years later, it circled back and I got a phone call from Brian on a Sunday afternoon asking me to write the Titans letter. And so doing this, it's a powerful way to get freelance clients. It's a powerful way to get on the radar of, like, the best marketers in the industry. And it's the thing that makes you stand out from everybody else that puts out this, like, me too, I can help you as a freelance copywriter. I've talked in the past about the will write for food fallacy, where so many people are just like, they show up at a business and say, do you have anything that needs to have written, that you need to have written, because I'd love to write for you and get paid for it. Well, that's not a solution, right? The problem that a business has is, I need more leads, I need more customers, I need more sales, I need more profits, I need more response from my marketing. I have this old marketing that performed well, but it's not performing as well immediately, and I need a refresher. I need new marketing to put out in the marketplace. There's all of these needs, all of these problems that they have are not, I need writing. It's, I need cash flow. I need sales. I need customers coming in the door. I need back end profits created. I have these needs, and those are the problems that I need to have solved. And the marketing, like the process of putting out the marketing, it's not that they care about the writing. It's that they need to believe that whatever solution you're putting in front of them is actually going to help them get more leads, more customers, more sales, more profits. And so if you show up and you say, hey, I think that this ready-made silver platter solution is going to help you get more leads, customers, sales, and profits. And you don't have to say it quite that way, but I think that this is going to help you get more sales, more customers, then you are a long, long way there towards actually getting them as a client. And in fact, right now, I'm not even really actively trying to get new clients, but shortly after I'm done recording this particular episode, I actually have a phone call scheduled with a incredible potential client, incredible marketer, incredible publisher, where my whole thing was, I approached them as a marketer. It's somebody that I'd been connected with. And I said, hey, it seems like you should be doing this one thing, but it looks like you're not doing this one thing. Did I miss it? I'm surprised you're not. And I got an email back from them, and they said, that was top of mind right now. It's something that we want to do. It's something that we absolutely want to test. And it happens to be something where you, Roy, were on the short list of people that we thought we might reach out to. So, like, this, and this is a relationship that frankly goes back, it's been cultivated since 2014, 2015 or so, without me really trying to ever get them as a client. It's just this particular email arrived at the right time. But what I was doing was essentially offering a ready-made solution. I was saying, hey, how come, like, seems like you should be doing this. Are you doing it? Am I missing it? How come you're not doing it? Whatever. And not in some negative, like, oh, why aren't you doing this way? But this positive, like, hey, I think this would work really well for you, and I'm kind of surprised you're not doing it already. So yeah, again, create a ready-made solution. You want a powerful way to get freelance clients. This is a powerful way to get freelance clients. Okay, so wrapping up this episode, number one, remember that you can submit your questions if you'd like to have them answered in an upcoming episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets, Mailbox Mondays. And number two, remember, I did mention that in my book, The Copywriter's Guide to Getting Paid, I actually share in an appendix how I got my very first freelance copywriting client. And I even include that letter that I sent that outlined the whole deal about, I'll write a sales letter for you and only get paid if it works. I also offer an entire Launch Your Client Business free mini course that goes into all of the different aspects of launching your client business. So I'll make sure I include a link to that mini course as well with this episode in the description. I'm Roy Furr. This has been your daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets, special Mailbox Monday edition. I would love it if you'd leave a comment with this episode or a review. Let me know on a scale of 1 to 10 how valuable you found it and why. What are your action items? What are your takeaways? What are you getting out of this? What insights and perspectives are you pulling? What are you going to do differently in terms of approaching clients as a result of what you've just heard from me? Also, tap that like button before you go so you get more content like this delivered to you. And so the magical algorithms of the internet will share this with more people like you who will find it valuable. You can certainly share it with folks directly and subscribe before you go. You can subscribe here Also go to breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com, get my daily emails Monday through Friday. If you're not already on my email list, sign up there. You'll get those with episode notifications and more exclusive content for email subscribers so you can get more value like this. I always aim for 10 out of 10 value. I hope I've delivered it here, and I'll catch you again in the next episode. Thank you once again for tuning in to this daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Remember, check out the links with this episode for even more value. Now make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, and engage in every way you can to keep this show going and growing and delivering daily value to you. I'll catch you soon for your next big breakthrough.